The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Hey, everyone.
Hey! How you doing on the Forget About It show?
I think we're getting
ready. No, we're not there yet.
Are we there yet?
No.
I don't know if we are. Who are we?
Come on.
Today we got...
No, we're not on yet.
Ha, we are on.
You.
Yeah. We have Celebrity Pizza Guy here, and...
We are on the Forget About It show.
And Fashion Wellness
We have a great show today with Manny Davis, Sammy Davis Jr.'s son.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, it's just, it's going
to
be a great show.
He wants to tell his story.
Yes, he wants to tell his story, which we're going to find out because his dad is such an amazing legend in the music industry. And we are so excited to have him on because there's quite the story behind what happened when Sammy Davis passed away. And so we want everybody to know what's going on. Also, you know, Celebrity Pizza Guy is about where we've been, what we've been doing, what we're about. And, you know, we've been doing all kinds of stuff up here. We've kind of taken a month of you know, doing stuff up here in Reading. And we have our nutritional fact of the week as well as our Celebrity Pizza
and
Guy.
And we're getting ready to
recipe.
Go down to L.A. on Friday.
We are. We're getting excited. It's kind of crazy.
For
you
this
know?
Huge event.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not sure what happened. That's it. We are definitely looking for...
There's another technical difficulty.
So that, you know, we need to write a book on those. Anyway, so that's a big forget about it.
Are we on?
Yes, we are on. Yes, we are on. So anyway, so that's definitely a big forget about it. But, you know, so here we are up in Reading, and, you know, obviously the radio waves are waving. They're waving at us.
Well, we're up in Reading, high in the mountains.
High in the mountains, out at the sea. Oh, wait a minute.
We're not at the sea. We're in the mountains. Far from the sea.
Anyway, so, you know, we have some really cool things that we've been doing this week. And, you know, we just had the release of Easy Way Magazine, which I've been, you know, pouring over the words with my fantastic team. And, you know, Nick's been awesome. You know, Celebrity Pizza Guy, he does more than pizza. He supports me.
I oversee the magazine.
He does. Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. It's like a pizza, you know. You got to put everything on it. So.
How's the presentation here? Oh, it's beautiful.
Forget about it. So we have a beautiful magazine. It's going out, and everybody is just calling in like crazy. We've got lots of people wanting to get involved, and we have a lot of people that are just really impressed with what happened. And we have a lot of hardworking, the hardworking team that we did. It was just awesome. You know, I think that the most important thing that we need to do is to let people know that this is what Easy Way is all about, is, you know, influencing people, making a difference. And, you know, we are just ecstatic to be clients of Easy Way. And here we have our Forget About It show, which anybody can do.
technical difficulty with
Penny's
line
something
here.
But anyway,
we are back to the show. Sorry about that.
So we've been doing all this different stuff, and we're getting ready to come down for our wonderful Prime Motivation, which is an educational program for young people and in the auto industry, and how to make a difference in that particular occupation. And Rodney Allen Rippey and Bill Montgomery, who has, you know, connected us with our catering position that we're going to be doing through Easy Way. And so we're going to be out there this next weekend. We invite you to come out there and, you know.
And where is that at?
That's down in Brea.
Brea.
Yeah. And tell us, Mr. Celebrity Pizza Guy. So what are you going to be making?
I'm going to be making pizza, calzones, strombolis, pepperoni bread.
That's going to be amazing.
And other foods.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, we would like to, invite as many people as possible. It is a fundraising.
It's free.
It's complimentary entry. And
we are in the VIP section.
We are. We're VIP. So.
And we are going to be in the VIP section serving food. And for all the customers that want to eat Celebrity Pizza Guy's pizza.
Yeah, we want to get our product out there so that people know exactly how awesome you are. Yeah, they'll be saying, forget about it. We don't want anybody else's pizza. So
we're going to be getting orders for Celebrity Pizza Guy catering and events.
Yes, we already have them coming in. And
them coming in left and
so,
right.
So really, the sum up what we're saying is that if you really want to, you know, get your business out there, or you want to, you know, really get people to come to you to gain more business, get involved with Easy Way, get involved with the magazine. It's already pouring in. So anyways, we're going to go to commercial. Today's one of those. We're sorry about the mess up, but we're, it's a big forget about it, right? So that's what this show is about, is to forget
technical
or not
difficulty
to forget about. Anyways, we're going to go to commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the Easy Way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Hey, we do it the easy way.
We do.
With the Forget About It show, and here's the weather around the, you can see the United States in a little bit, East Coast, Southeast, West Coast. This is it. Here you go. Redding, California, 68 degrees. Ocean City, New Jersey, 48. Miami, Florida, 73. Atlanta, New Jersey, 53. Las Vegas is 76. Mount Shasta is 51. Los Angeles, California, 76. Bernie, California, is 56. Orlando is 75. And Port St. Lucie, where I came from, before I came to California, is 69.
Well,
that's a great number. Hey, so it's warming up here in the United States, and we're getting into springtime, and it's going to be getting warmer and warmer on the West Coast, because we're going to have beautiful weather. It's going to be 85 on Saturday down in Los Angeles for this event. It's going to be awesome, and Miss Penny is here to say.
Yeah, so, you know, we have our
guest.
We
are going to bring in.
We have our guest. Yeah, we're going to be bringing in our next guest, which is, you know, he's the son of Sammy Davis Jr., who is a legendary music artist. And from the beginning of his music career, he has just made leaps and bounds, and, you know, he will forever be remembered. And, you know, with, you know, when he passed away, you know, he had left everything to his wife at the time. And unfortunately, when she passed away, thank God she had something in place with her son, Manny, because he would have lost everything and the control of what his father had created. And so, you know, we want to introduce Manny Davis, son of Sammy Davis Jr., and, you know, we are so grateful to have him on the show. Manny,
hey,
are you
Penny,
there?
Hey, Nick, how you all doing?
Yes, we're good. We're good. Welcome.
It was so nice meeting the both of you last year.
I know, yeah. I know. Well, you know, it's really kind of interesting the way we met you. We went to Nick's childhood friend Christmas party there in Beverly Hills at Giuseppe Franco. And
Rodeo Drive.
And we were just looking. We were looking outside, and there you were. And you were standing outside the place, and we walked up to you, and you were so friendly and just amazing. And we were really pleased to meet you, and we're grateful to have you on the show today.
Yeah, because you guys thought I was Steve Urkel. That was the weirdest
thing. Yeah.
I'm joking.
I remember you saying that.
Forget about it.
How are you doing, Nick? What's up?
How you doing, brother? My man. Hey, listen, when we walked out that night and we saw you sitting there, and we were like, okay, is this guy a homeless guy or is this guy somebody?
Oh, I had a tuxedo on.
And I go, yo, are you Steve Urkel from Family Matters?
Well, you were sitting there by yourself.
By yourself. And you're like, hey, I'm Manny Davis. And we were like, okay, sure you are.
Steve, but the funniest part is I had a picture with Steve Urkel. She's Jaleel White. That showed it to you guys.
Did.
That
was so funny. Well, you know, we just
God works in mysterious ways.
We met so many wonderful people that night. You know, and if you were not there sitting by yourself, maybe we wouldn't have come up to you and talked to you. Yeah.
Well,
you
guys should put like a dollar or some change in my cup that I was holding.
Hey, I'm telling you, but you know, I
don't think you need a dollar now.
Yeah, you don't need a dollar. So tell me, Manny, where exactly were you born and raised? Tell us a little bit about
yourself. Yeah, let's hear the story of Manny.
I'm only 40. I just turned 40 on November 18th, but I look young and I'm old, but I was born in 1976. In Brooklyn, New York, actually.
Really?
And
wow.
Yeah. And I was actually raised in Queens, but my mother, she was an abused wife, or I don't know if she was in an abusive relationship, and I had three other siblings. And so what she did, I think I was at the age of three, she gave me and my brothers up for adoption. We went to a more abusive home that we were at. But from there, the lady that adopted us, she actually did Altavis's here, you know, Sammy's wife and Altavis's mother and all these other people, like Gladys Knight and everything else. And it was like from there where Sammy's wife, my mother, found me, and she just took an interest in me, and she immediately took me out of that house and put me into all these vocational programs like acting, singing, dancing. So
wow.
Ever since I was like 5 years old, I've been doing this.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Well, like I said, God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah. Like I would equate my story to Annie, you know, because
really?
The book I'm going to write is called Little Orphan Manny. You know, you got to kind of, when you write
there
a
you
book,
go.
You got to kind of sit there and put your little name in it kind of some way. But it was just like
cool
an Annie
name.
Story. Yeah. So like I had these dreams, you know, you grow up watching Webster or Different Strokes or Annie or Oliver, and you know, it's a story that I have, and not a lot of young people do have because they get a chance to have their families. But just to sit there and have this huge dream of being around a family that loves you so much and being able to sit there and do so many great things is what actually kept me going as a kid. So when it actually happened to me, I just couldn't believe it. But what happened is after all these years, you know, you got to go through the process and, you know, make sure, you know, you cross your T's and dot your I's. But when he actually did it, I didn't know at the time, but he was passing away. And
so I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Before you go, mm-hmm. further. How old were you when you got adopted by Sammy Davis Jr. and his wife? And
okay,
mom?
I'll start by saying I was around him since I was five, lived for 8 years.
You were five.
And so I
okay.
Yes. So I actually turned 13 when done, and I got a chance to move out to Beverly.
Really?
I had just
wow.
turned 13.
That long?
Yeah, that's
wow.
a long time.
Yeah, it was back in the days,
you know. Just like Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, yeah. There is a story out there that I might be actually his real life son, but I don't know. And you know, it's a little tongue in cheek thing, and let him guess. You know.
That's right. Let him think.
God has funny.
Let
funny
him keep
ways
on thinking. But let me tell you, brother,
but cheers
you
me
look
too, though.
Like
trust
it.
Me. I'm like, I look. I'm me too. Like when I put on the fedora, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to take the fedora off. And,
you
and
have
the glasses
the
I wear, I call them Sammy glasses.
You have everything. You look just like them. And
yeah, that one
age.
Picture, I couldn't believe it.
But none of the talent. Only like
and the one that we
it.
Took with you when we met you
yeah,
on Rodeo Drive, that was awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was funny, Manny. We got back here and I said, Do you remember Manny? I said, wasn't that an interesting way we met him? And we had all these pictures because always, you know, when Nick and I get back up to Reading, we always look at everything that we've, you know, done and we always look at our pictures and, you know, we kind of go through our trip again. And, you know, there you were with us. And I thought, you know, one of these days we're going to meet you again. And, you know, and then, you know, thank God for social media.
I messed up. I messed up.
I was just
in Reading. Yes. I was there with Eric Estrada.
For you to come up here and perform with,
yeah,
with Eric Estrada
at
which,
Wynn Casino and being just in touch with us.
Which is
I'm so
weird.
Sorry. That'll yeah. never happen again. You guys will
never
be there.
Hey, you have a house to stay at when you come back
you.
Up to Reading.
Absolutely. We
forget
we
the casino. We have 26 acres here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take two of those, and I'll be in the back. I'll be quiet.
Five bath house. I call it a mansion, but a house.
That's
on a 26 acre lot, and
yeah,
love it here.
Well, it's
peaceful.
It's serene. Let's just put it that
it's
way.
Actually,
I'm on my way right now. Actually, I just hopped in the car.
I love it.
Well, let's go. No. I'll be cooking. Actually, we're coming down on Friday, so.
Really?
Definitely.
You need to come to the car show.
Where's that going to be at?
Well, it's going to be at Brea. We can send you.
We have Rodney Allen Rippey going to be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and he was on
our show last week.
Yeah, he was on the
okay.
show last week, and as you know, he danced with your dad on the Bob
yeah.
Hope show when
right.
he was
yeah.
a child star.
Oh, my God. That's a coincidence.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yo, you have to come.
Yeah, I would love to, and you know, it's the weirdest thing because
that will blow
thing
you up, brother.
when I meet celebrities, they're like, they tell me like, my father's the biggest influence in their life. I'm looking like, well, he's my biggest influence, you know.
Yeah, that's another question that we have for you. So, mm-hmm. how was it being the son of Sammy Davis Jr.?
Okay, now, good question because like for me. This is what I equate it to. It's like a living wax museum. Now imagine mm-hmm. all of the people that you would dream about meeting and just sharing a few moments with them. When I was around my father, I mean, everybody, including Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Whitney Houston, Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah, Stedman, and everybody else, Sinatra, you know, Dean Martin, Liza Minnelli. I met Lucille Ball, Nell Carter. Jesse Jackson, like it's like
yeah,
oh, wow, that's quite
people,
a list.
All these people were in my house, you know, and the one part that I felt like kind of really sad about when my mother passed away was, back in Chicago in the '70s, I think it was 1970. Jesse Jackson actually was the pastor, and he married my mother and father, And then 20 years later, he buried my father. And 20 years after that, he buried my mother.
Wow.
Wow, that is so
weird.
Awesome.
Yeah. But,
that
you know,
is,
like.
Well, it, but, you know, now
so, how, all right, hold on. So, how was it being raised by Sammy Davis Jr. and your mom that could carry you and through the
yeah.
life of being with him through his life until he died? How was it? Like, how did he.
Now,
how did he, what's the word?
Okay, like, I'll tell you this. The only way for me to answer is to be totally honest. Like, you know, I was adopted twice, and when I went there, and
yeah.
I couldn't believe the whole experience in itself, and I just really just felt like a fish out of water, even though everybody there, even the kids I went to school with, knew who I was, while I was at the same time pretending I wasn't who I was. And at the same time, my mother and father putting me in all these classes to be a singer, dancer, musician, and all these things. I was kind of
mm-hmm.
hiding
very
the fact that I was Sammy Davis Jr.'s son, but I didn't know that everybody knew. So it was kind of weird because I was kind of like faking it. I was like, oh, I'm not really this guy. I'm just from New York. Hey, how you doing? But everybody knew who I was.
You wanted
forget
to
about
you.
It.
Yeah, forget
You're
about
saying,
it. Exactly.
About
I'm like, forget
it.
About it. Hey, oh, hey. You know, like that. But,
there
like, I'm thankful for the experience because, like, when he passed away and I had to go back to reality without the Hollywood lore and everything going on and us losing so much when he passed, I was able to sit there and still carry on with what he tried to teach me in life, you know, and what I was taught vocationally in all these schools I went to while going to actual school itself. I went to school like 6, 7 days a week for years just to learn all this
mm-hmm.
stuff. And so now it didn't apply until my mother passed away. And now it all applies now. Now it's like, you know, if you watch Star Wars, you know, you've got Yoda going, oh, use this, you will, you know, and you sit there and it's like, okay, this is why he said that to me this 1 year. Or this is why my mother did this for me for this year.
So how old were you when your mother died?
I was 30, give me a second, 32, turned 33 that year.
And how old were you when your father, when Sammy Davis Jr. died?
13.
Died
I just turned 13, yeah.
Okay, so.
So I had
when
just got to the mansion.
Died,
and he died and he lost it.
So when your mother died,
mm-hmm.
what transition did you have to go through?
Okay, so that's another great question. I actually was in New York City. I basically had given up upon my dreams because, like, my dream had come true. But when my father passed away so many years ago, it was like there was no forum to sit there and have that happen again. You know, I had all this talent that I had no form to work in. So I kind of just been working in a restaurant and just trying to find my way out. And then when my mother fell ill, because she didn't pass away and I came out to California, she fell ill. But it sounded eerily familiar to how my father passed away or my grandmother and grandfather passed away. So I made the decision to come out to California and be there for my mother because I'm her only kid. And I was the only member left in my mother and father's family. So I came out there. I didn't know what to expect. And when I heard what happened, I was livid because I'm like, how? And it was just so much that wasn't taken care of because it's a daunting task that she had to take care of. Like, you lose your husband, lose your house, and now you owe $8.2 million in taxes, and they're taking all your money every time you try to make some, and you have a kid you just adopted, and she had her own issues, you know. And so for me, I just had to sit there and kind of learn about my mother and father, not as my mother and father, but as two people with their own flaws.
How old were you when, how old was she when she died?
Yeah, that's good.
She was 64.
Well, she
wow.
was young. That's how old my dad was.
She's young.
Well, you
same
know.
Age.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me see.
Get me.
Forget about it. How did she die?
You know, he always does that to me.
I got to stop her.
Wait,
she
passed away of complications of a stroke.
Oh, wow.
But she had a lot
so
of stress in her,
you know. I have a question here, Manny. So mm-hmm. when she passed away, you had quite a fight on your hands with just the your estate and everything with for your father and,
oh,
and her and,
yeah.
And what exactly happened? What did you have to do?
See, that thing was totally crazy because my mother had like you know, since my father passed away, she's dealt with a lot of people that sit there and try to handle the affairs and pay the tax agencies off or other people that we were indebted to, but you know, a lot of people, they don't mean well. And so she got tricked and fooled by a lot of people, and so a lot of things were displaced and moved around, and people felt ownership. So when she passed away, I found out that besides the will that she left me, well, actually, let's talk about the other will first. These two business partners, I'm not going to name their name at all.
No,
I don't
want to
be sued for any reason.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they,
yeah. No, you want to do that.
I already beat them.
Yeah.
No, I already beat them, so we could say that. But basically, they did her wrong, so they had a will when my mother passed away, and they tried to sit there and make sure to try to get their rights away from me. They had no idea that my mother actually went on LegalZoom.com and paid $100.
Wow.
LegalZoom.com paid $100, and she did it with actually Bert Boyar, Sammy's co-writer for Yes, I Can. So they sat there, and she left me as a sole beneficiary.
Wow.
Penny did that.
Yeah.
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 And so what happened
is, that's a great place to go to do your stuff. I mean, that's great. And here we are again. That's the internet. You know?
That was the OG symptoms.
My lawyer and myself,
lawyer.
We actually made wills on it.
Man,
well, that's
great.
Cool. So then what happened after you did that? So what transpired next?
Okay, so then my way of thinking is, like, you know, we had so many things out there and people felt they owned certain properties, and the truth is they didn't own any of it. But nobody was really fighting. I mean, I figured, like, if I had what I'm supposed to have, then whether it be a little percentage or a big percentage, then I could sit there and work with anybody else that owned it as well to sit there and work and see how we can push my father forward. Because it's a really important thing that we're all doing. So it just turns out that I had everything. I had all the right.
That's amazing. So what have you done?
So it laid on your lap and bada boom, bada bing.
Right.
And then you said, forget about it.
Forget about it. No. I said, remember. That's what I said.
So what have you done since then?
I'm not a... Huh?
So what did you do next? What have you been doing with your father's legacy and everything that you acquired?
Okay, so it's been crazy. Like, have you ever seen the new Eminem's 75th anniversary deal?
Yes.
Like, Zen and Al Black, they remade the Candyman. That's one of the deals I did. And it just happened to celebrate the 75th anniversary with Eminem. So I sat there and... you know, like the type of numbers we command now, not like we command, basically 11 seconds worth of footage is worth a whole lot. When you sit there trying to do business with other people, they try to undersell you. That's what I don't allow to happen, you know?
Wow.
But it was a lot of stuff. So I've done that. I was in R. Kelly's music video, Backyard Party. I lent a song to Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. And I was kind of nominated for Oscars, you know, for two of Stanley's songs. I actually met up with an old friend of mine. Her name is Amanda Erlinger, but she was formerly Amanda Sinatra, Sinatra's granddaughter. We used to go to school together. She's the babysitter. And we went to the Giants game in, what was it, 2014? And
yeah, out on the field
They lost the hell out of that game, but they won the season. So yeah.
Well,
yeah, you were out on the field.
Yeah,
fun.
I threw the first pitch, and she was like,
yeah.
"She said play ball." I was like, "Wow,
play ball."
Well, I really liked the presentation that you guys put onto that link, and you know, with that video and everything.
Mhm. Yeah, and it's really cool, and it's like things like that is happening. I was on So You Think You Can Dance, you know. They asked for permission to use my father's song, and I was like, well, let me get a chance to be in the audience, and nobody knew I was going to be there. So when Simon sat there and was like, hey, we're lucky to have him in the audience. He named me. The people on stage were they went crazy, and everybody in the audience went crazy. And it's cool to be a part of things like that because, I mean, he did look like Sammy in that performance, and he wanted to go into the finals. But the girl he was dancing with also went to the finals and won. So I get a chance to be a part of things like that, and it's just cool, you know.
Okay,
I never thought I'd do it.
Manny, we have someone in queue who wants to talk, who called in, I think.
Okay.
Eric, are you there?
I don't know if we have someone or not.
I am here. What's going on?
Do we have anybody in queue?
No,
were they drunk?
No, I thought I was special enough. I thought I was the guy in queue.
You are. Yes.
Eric, you remember me.
I'm just kidding. What's up?
Yeah,
how
whatever.
Doing?
How you doing,
Eric?
Forget about it.
Here we go. We got Eric Zoom here live from Easy Way. Broadcasting radio, TV.
Yeah.
Forget about.
Yeah.
I have my own theme song. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
All right, Eric. So what do you have to say to Manny?
Oh, hey, man, you know, I'm always, you know, actually, I'm not going to say anything. Listen to the song. No, see, the theme song says life is hard, and you have to roll the easy way. So I know, Manny, you've probably been doing it the hard way for actually listening to the radio show. You've been really doing it the hard way, so I commend you on staying strong and being an influencer, being an educator, and inspiring others. Pretty cool, man.
But Eric, no, I want to thank you for that song because I'm gonna look it up.
You're cutting out. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Hey, who sang that song? Because you know what, I was telling Penny earlier today before, you know, when I talked to her. I was supposed to talk to her earlier, but I was just going through some stuff. I'm still doing my, you know, my business calls, my business meetings every day. But if the song you're giving to me is "Why Is It Hard," I agree with you.
Yes, sir.
Because like, yo, I fixed all the problems. The why is it hard now? And I love being able to talk to all three of you right now because it shouldn't be that hard anymore.
Well, that's actually one of my social media fans and supporters that I've known for a long time actually made me that song, and I've been using it ever since. Michael Dade, shout out to Michael Dade. But yeah, man, we'll definitely talk off air. I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time, but, you know, check out our magazine. Maybe we'll do something with you, or, you know, you should definitely come to the events. We'll hang, we'll do a live stream or something.
We're going to have them on CPG magazine.
Yeah, we're going to
have
them there too.
There you go. Yeah. Forget about it.
I totally would do it. And always remember.
Manny Davis.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm gonna go, guys. I have a call I gotta get on. But Manny, you get on CPG magazine. That's gonna be a nice little boost. It's gonna, you know, Celebrity Pizza Guy is one of our top clients. Celebrity Pizza Guy is one of our top clients, and he's really booming right now. The ratings are big on the show, and everybody. I mean, he's got over 25, 30 something celebrity pizzas, and everybody's wanting to hire him now. So that's gonna be a good look for sure.
I would love to, cause there's more of a story to tell. I'm so sorry that we can't tell all of it right now, but we'll make a movie about that one.
All right.
That sounds really good. Definitely.
Hey.
So,
celebrity reality show is just really happening.
About.
Forget about it. Or remember it. I'm going to say, remember
it. What kind of thing are you doing with your movement now? Because you have your own with your dad's legacy, and, you know, you're trying to reach out and help people, and, you know, what exactly do you feel is your primary thing that you're doing?
Okay, so right now, I know that I believe the movie will be a catalyst.
We're losing you, Manny.
Hello.
I think we lost him. Did we lose him? We'll do that.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm back.
Are you back?
Yeah. Maybe we're being censored right now.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
All right, here we go. You know what? This is called intermittent moments. We're going to name this show.
Are we back?
Intermittent moments. Yeah. So, well, that's good. So, Manny, welcome back. Welcome back.
I thought we were being censored.
Yeah, right. We're being censored. That's perfect. I love that one. You know,
we're trying to get to the truth right
today.
Now.
Today's been one of those forget about it days, you know? And I'm glad that made me laugh. So you were beginning to tell us what you were doing and, you know, what you're doing to make a difference right now. And so tell us that.
Okay, so it was, I think it was maybe in the fall of 2015. And I was just at home, you know, trying to find different opportunities, and I got a call from some guy named Lionel Richie. And I was like, you know, you never meet guys named Lionel Richie, right? There's only one.
That's not a name you hear every day. That's for sure.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there talking to the guy, and it took me about maybe a minute or two, and I had to ask him myself. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. What did you say your name was again? He said, Lionel Richie. And I said, okay. And then I asked him more questions, and then, you know, 2 minutes later, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. You say your name was Lionel Richie? I'm like, you know what that name sounds like, right? He's like, yes, I get it all the time. I'm like, okay. And I started asking more questions. And then I had to stop again. I said, okay, so right now, are you Lionel Richie? He was like, yes. And he told me this story about how it took him 15 minutes to talk to some other guy and convince the other guy that he actually was Lionel Richie.
Oh, that's funny.
But I didn't let it go there. I was like, okay. So I'm talking to him. I'm like, well, I'm Manny Davis. Sammy Davis Jr., son, how you doing today? You know, we're just talking on the phone. And so a good 5-10 minutes went by. And I said, okay, Lionel. So you tell me right now that I'm talking to Lionel Richie. He said, yes. I said, okay. So he expressed the fact that he wanted to sit there and then work on a movie about my father's life. Because, you know, he and his wife – my Brenda were friends with my mother and father, and I actually, you know, had met him when I was a kid. So it's a passion project of his, and to sit there and be the, you know, the front runner for it.
Yeah.
For the last. So.
You're cutting in and out.
I was just making.
We're losing you.
He was, you know, doing
another technical difficulty.
He's a very nice guy. Funny too. Very talented.
Yeah. So.
Stay in one position.
That's funny. You know what? We had so much fun on our end. You know, Manny, we crack ourselves up, but you know, stuff like this.
You're cutting out. So I said, stay in one position.
So anyway,
it's not
so
the right
going.
Way or the wrong way. Forget about it. Way.
So anyway, so go ahead.
Are you there?
Yeah, that's the big forget about.
Oh, my God.
So, Manny, are you there?
We got last, but we don't have a Manny.
What's that couple
Miss I'm still here.
Miss Manny Davis. Come on now.
Manny.
I'm back for the first time again.
You know, this is like plastic. I'm sorry.
No, it's live. You know, like we live our lives in real time. You know.
Oh gosh, that's good.
All right, so let's get back to the action.
So tell me, what's the next thing you're gonna do? Let's move on to that. What are you gonna do
next? Oh my
gosh.
What are you
playing? Okay,
let's
I have things. So for me
let's
right now,
right.
I wanna start my book because you know I reached a new chapter in my life, and so I wanna write my book now. And the next book will come out would be. After this conversation here, we're having on the phone to see if it works. But I have enough to sit there and tell the whole story, you know, because like, I feel that it's a continuation from Sammy's last book, Why Me? Because if he didn't name it Why Me, I would have named it Why Me? Or Yes, I Can, you know? So
sure,
I have to
sure.
sit there. And I want to put the story together because, like, this is something that my mother wanted to do with her life and wasn't able to. And so we don't know a lot of things that happened because she went about it a different way or wasn't able to tell it or people kind of stagnated her. What I want to do right now is let everybody know that my father is not, you know, he's not dead. Like, his legacy still goes on. You know, he might have passed away 27 years ago, but his life, his whole thing, his affairs has never been laid to rest or settled. And yes, 27 years after the world's greatest entertainer passed away, yes, people still working on it. Yes, people still love him. And I want to let everybody know why Bruno Mars and Usher dressed the way they do. Because, I mean, it's cool for them to do it now, you know. But
really
it wasn't
cool
when my father did it.
Right.
Well, the legacy of Sammy Davis Jr.
lives
is
on.
Going to live on and
lives
on.
Yeah.
And so many,
you know, like,
and
I,
so many different,
different
levels.
Ways and levels
yeah.
of life.
Yeah.
And
black, white men, women, children.
Oh my God! I mean, you know,
everybody.
That's really what it is.
Yo, my favorite movie is Ocean's 11, when
he's driving
the dump truck, and he's driving the trash truck, saying,
"Yeah, it's the black guy with the money."
You got it.
And he's saying things to him. Yes,
that's the best. Forget
see,
about
now,
it. Somebody
that
like, movie every time just to watch him do. Oh,
see now for me, when I knew Sammy's being a little bit bad, you know, it's fun because I never saw this movie. I always wanted to. Shirley MacLaine, Sweet Charity. He's playing Big Daddy. And he called him Big Daddy back in the days when he called a black guy Big Daddy. I'm looking like, Sammy, you're going to get me in some trouble. Or when he kissed R.G. Bunker, it's like, oh, come on. You're making it harder, or don't hug Nixon. God, thank you.
That's funny.
All right, Manny, I got one question. I just need to ask this. How was Sammy Davis Jr. as a father who treated you? How did he treat
was
you?
Was he strict? Was
None
he...
of...
Go ahead.
Can I speak?
Another great question.
Hold on. Let me get my question out there, son.
Hello, ladies. Hello.
I got Wayne Tidies here.
Now, put a little Jerry in there.
Hold
you know.
On.
Not
no,
Jerry Springer, but Jerry
no,
Lewis.
All right. Listen, how was it living with Sammy, as your dad, Sammy Davis Jr., how was it having met your father? Every day, coming home from school, coming home here. I know he was on the road a lot.
Right.
Filming.
Right.
And doing his music and doing this and doing that.
Okay, great question.
Ask him. Hold on. Ask him. Being your father.
Okay, now, never having a father before, if I could choose anybody to be my father, even if he didn't adopt me, I want him to be my father. Like, I question myself all the time. You know, I was a kid when he passed away, so I didn't get a chance to say, well, how can you pick me? You know, why did you do so much for me? Because I don't think he did so much for his other children. You know, he had other two other adopted sons and a daughter by birth with his ex-wife, Maya Britt. But he was still trying to be Sammy, and he needs to still be on the road, and he just wanted the lifestyle when Maya just wanted to stay home and have a family. But it just, I guess Sammy didn't reach his pinnacles of fame yet that he was looking to go. So it was in the twilight of his life, you know, in the early 80s when he stopped partying and stopped drinking and smoking and doing everything he was doing. And it was that time where he found me and wanted to give his wife almost 20 years a kid that she always wanted. So he doted upon me as much as he could. I mean, I got a chance to sit there and tour with him, and I got a chance to beat the Rat Pack and watch them perform Michael Jackson on stage and all that stuff, kind of stuff. And he was so great at it because, like, he really loved me. He really loved me, and he did everything he could to make sure that I was okay. And he cared about me, and I felt that. And imagine being adopted twice and coming to from two abusive homes. And my dream family was out to beat some Sammy. You know,
so
I guess I used to watch Webster. I used to watch different shows.
Did you ever meet Dean Martin?
Yes.
Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I tell you, Nancy Sinatra used to.
What was the experience? How was the experience of meeting Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin? You know, the
like,
Rat Pack.
Like a magic.
Hanging out with your dad and you as a kid, chilling out and saying, "Hey, well, look at this."
Starstruck.
Forget about it.
Starstruck. I was starstruck. Like this is one time I'll tell you. Like one time I walk, because like it's like every time I get up in the out of my bed in the morning, and I don't have to go to school. I'm walking downstairs, and all of a sudden there's an iconic deep person there. I think when I met Lucille Ball. She was just walking in the front door, and she had
Lucille Ball.
Yes.
Wow.
She had, right before she passed away, I met Alex Haley that wrote Roots. We stayed on this plantation, me and my mother, after my father passed away. But, yeah, like, I got a chance to meet all these people in life that you never get a chance to honestly meet all of them. My father was friends with everybody.
Wow.
So it was like that, you know, and it was, like, kind of weird when he passed away. It all went away too.
Yeah, because the spirit of your father left, and once the spirit of a star leaves, they all leave and they go their different ways.
Yeah. But you know what's weird though?
Which is kind of sad.
It's kind of sad, you know, that happens.
That happens. That, you know, like when my father died. My father died when I was a junior in high school, and he was a well-known businessman, entrepreneur, and we would have people driving up to our house every weekend, just to come visit my father. And then when he died, nobody showed up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a harsh reality. It is. You know, even albeit
like,
sad times, people will smile again.
And then you're like saying to yourself, why aren't they coming to visit mom or visit, you know, to keep in touch with mom after dad died?
Mm-hmm.
And in the real realm of the life, they were only there because my father was there and they wanted to be around my father more
than
anything.
And I understand that. Yes, sir.
And that's what it is like with him, your dad,
yeah.
Sammy Davis Jr., where once he died, they just left, you know, they didn't.
Things changed a lot.
It's either they walked away or they said, okay, let me take advantage of who was left.
That's right.
I'm not going to name names, but that did happen too. And it does.
Because my father, just like Sammy Davis Jr., my father was a big time entrepreneur. We had 15 pizzerias, hardware store since 1932. We still have that. We had a Prep's Pizzeria on the boardwalk in Ocean City since 1965. We just sold it three years ago. It's still going on. But my father started. He started at Mac and Manco's with Mac and Manco's in 1953. He left that place because they ended up going to open up another place. And, and he was a well-known businessman. And on top of that, he was a gentleman.
And which, the cool part, like, my father never went to school, ever.
Never went to school? My gosh.
Never went to school at all. Actually, he learned how to read and write in the Army because he just started in Baltimore at the age of three and born in 1925, so obviously in 1928, and he didn't know what the N-word was, and his father used to try to protect him about that and saying, that's just showbiz talk. But when he was in the first integrated unit in the Army, when he was drafted, and he went there and got his nose broken four times and had to go through basic training four times, painted white and all kinds of stuff. But this is back in the days, you know, and so he that's what made him push forward, because he loved entertaining. That's all he knew. So what he wanted to do was, like, in order for him to get through it and help other people, he said, hey, I'm going to just show my talent. I'm going to win them over. For some reason, he had that drive to win everybody over and work as hard as you can. And, you know, sometimes you don't work hard. Sometimes you fall off. But we're all human, you know. But he fought as hard as he could to his last breath. You're still dancing in that movie, Chap. You guys ever seen that one?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Savion Glover. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And Gregory Hines and Kiss
awesome.
The Shoes. Like,
great.
But yeah, and I tap a little bit too. I do it on a show with Eric. You know, I'm the announcer for the America's Greatest, the host.
Manny, we have to do this one. We have exactly 8 minutes left to the show. Okay.
Okay.
I have to do the shout out right now.
He wants the shout out.
Okay. Easy Way TV Facebook page is going live at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time,
right
after
our
show at the State of Women. Women investigating in
investing
women.
Investing in women.
Investing in women. I'm sorry.
You should
have
investigating, yeah.
Forget about it. And we have to go to my pizza recipe of the week. And then Penny has to do her
nutritional
facts of the week.
But
hold on. But Manny, get out the last words you have for this show.
Okay, I want to thank you, Nick. I want to thank Penny, and I want to give you good luck in everything that you're doing forward. And I just want to let you know that, of course, I'll be a guest on your show at any time you want, and we can continue it some other time, part two, part three, part four, part five.
Oh, yeah, we'll be going.
Absolutely. And when we come down, we want to be able to see you, run into you.
Yeah.
And if you
can
come out.
All right, let's go.
If you
and don't go to Vegas without me.
Yeah.
What
do
you say?
Don't go to Vegas without me.
Don't go to Vegas without you.
All right,
yeah,
we will.
Well, definitely. This weekend when we are in Brea, you ought to come out and taste his pizza.
Come on
I'm
out.
You, it's everything we said.
I'd love to have you there. Create your own pizza.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, with,
really?
Rodney Allen, Rippy.
Rodney Allen,
Rippy,
and Joe Munka.
Oh, Michael Jackson's cousin's going to be there singing.
The cousin or nephew, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to school with Jermaine Jackson Jr., and
that might be him.
Yeah,
we definitely love
you need
to
come
you.
Out. I'll send you the link. I'll send you the address. You need to come.
And
are you going to be in LA this weekend?
Yeah, but we'll talk about it now on the radio.
Okay.
Forget about it.
Okay, that sounds really good. And definitely, if you come up here again, you know, don't hesitate to connect with us because
I will never
forget
that.
Yeah, we live in God's country for sure. We have beautiful, beautiful place here to relax.
All right. Hey, Manny Davis, thank you very much for being on the show.
Yeah,
Sammy Davis
you.
Jr.'s
you,
son,
so
who's a special product, who came
we wish
from
you the best of everything.
Another mother who came to Sammy Davis Jr. and his mother.
That's awesome. And that's
all right, brother.
That's called forget about it.
That's forget about it. That's all. That says it all there. So.
Hey,
and I'll say
you,
remember,
brother.
But we'll forget about it, but we'll remember a little bit. I'll remember.
We'll remember it all.
Hey, we're going to be together.
Definitely. Well, listen.
And don't forget about it.
Well, listen,
I won't forget about it.
We'll keep in touch with you, okay?
Yes, please do. And I'll talk to you later. I'm sorry. Enjoy the rest of your show, okay?
I'll be going.
Thanks for the plug.
Hi, my man. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial.
We're going to commercial, and then we're going to come to recipes of the week and the nutritional facts. Thank you very
much. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
We're on the show right now. Hey. So, we've got our celebrity pizza guy.
We're not on yet.
Yeah, we are.
Celebrity Pizza Guy's recipe of the week. Here's Celebrity Pizza Guy. Which one would you like to have? Roasted veggie pie, sharp provolone broccoli rabe, fresh mozzarella margarita. We got a California chicken, old bay crab, crab pomodoro, jumbo lump crab
meat,
margarita.
Which one are you
going to
get? Come on, we've got only a minute or so.
Ready? Here we go. I'm going to do it easy.
That's right.
Here we go. Four mushrooms pizza.
I think
sauteed portobello shiitake, oyster, and table mushrooms piled on a roasted red pepper pesto base with mozzarella, provolone, and Romano cheese.
I think those cheeses are the
ones. Oh, and you know what? I says forget about it.
No,
enjoy. So, when you want to make this at home, enjoy. Have a good week.
Well, yes. And you know, here I am, the fashion wellness coach. And, you know, we do have the other half of our wonderful stuff. And we have, we're trying to get people to stick to plant-based diets. You know, get yourself, you know, try to do that. Try to reverse the process of your disease. You know, a lot of people have different things that they acquire as they get older, and there are ways through healthy eating to reverse them. And so the most important thing I would say is to make sure that you take whatever condition you have and you eat your diet based on that, and you will be able to reverse the process and acquire, you know, just a healthier living. And, you know, the most important thing is we just want to tell everybody we are grateful for our show. We have so much fun, and we want to make sure that everybody knows that we just say, you know, forget about it, okay? All right, forget
it.
Now you want to say it now. Well, you better tell them. So what are we going to do?
And because of technical difficulties that happened, we are sorry for that, and that's called life.
And that's a big
forget about it.
Have a good week. Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!